This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 32.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be tackling a topic I get asked about all the time. And that's how to do a product launch. So it could be that you've got a new book, a new app, a new jewelry range or a fashion range, anything really that's new, that's a product or maybe even a service that you want to get press coverage for. So I'm going to be walking you through the things that I would do if I was launching a product or a service to get press coverage. But before we get to the main part of the show, just a couple of things I wanted to mention. When this program goes live, my Soulful PR for Starters program, so that's my online self-study program, which takes you through everything you need to know to start getting press coverage for your business or brand, that's still going to be open, I think, for about another week or certainly a few days. I tend to open it for a few weeks and then close it again. So if you're interested in that, if you're looking to get PR for your business or brand and you need a little bit of help with that, but actually you're fairly confident just to get on with learning that on your own, and there is support in the Facebook group as well. I've got a dedicated Facebook group, and also I do put on some live coaching calls as well for people who've signed up for that program. So that might be one to have a look at, and I'll link to that in the show notes. I'm also just opening enrolments for my Soulful PR group coaching program. So you may have heard me talk about this before or certainly mentioned some of my clients as case studies in various episodes, but I take a group, it's a 12-week program, I take a group of maximum 12 people through the program, which again takes you through everything you need to know to start getting really great press coverage for your business or brand. And essentially, I kind of hold people's hands. So I'm there, everybody gets a 30-minute coaching session via Skype, and I've got clients from all over the world. So you get one of those every week. We also have a group coaching session where I bring in other journalists and editors as much as I can to give you extra value. And essentially, I'm there to hold your hand. So if you need help putting a pitch together, or an editor asks you to write something and you want me to have a look at it for you, essentially whatever you need to get you up and running. There's a weekly video lesson and task as well. But the idea is that within the group, people work at their own pace as much as possible. So if you're somebody who feels you'd like a little bit more support, and you like somebody there that you can go to and you can get advice fairly quickly by email or via, we also have a dedicated Facebook group, then that might be for you. I've already got quite a few people interested in that already, so I'm thinking this one might fill up quite quick. So I'll put the link to that one in the show notes. If you are interested, do get in touch, because I've got a feeling this one's going to fill up quick. So that's my Soulful PR for Starters program, which is my online self-study program. And then I've got my group coaching program. So now on with the main part of the show. In this episode, I'm going to take you through everything you need to do if you want to get press coverage as part of a product launch. Now, when I say product launch, I'm actually talking about quite a broad spectrum of things. This could be a new book that you've written. It could be an app you've created. It could be a fashion line that you've designed, a range of jewelry. It could be an online training program that you've created. Basically, anything that's new to you that you want to sell to people and you want to get press coverage to help you do that. So I'm going to take you through five things that I would do if I had a product, or had even it could be a service that I wanted to promote and I wanted to get press coverage to raise awareness of that. So the first thing that I would do, and interestingly enough, this is probably the only thing that a lot of people do, and that's why they're disappointed with their press coverage. So the first thing you want to do is think about product reviews. So let's say, for example, that you've created a new lipstick, for example. So what you might consider doing, and you could do this for any product or service, is finding places that review lipsticks and finding out if they'd like to review your new lipstick. Now, this is the approach, basically, most business owners that I know who come to me asking about PR, this is the approach that they take. Now, there's nothing wrong with just going after product reviews. When you first launch something, it can be a great thing to do. But just doing that is not going to probably get you the results that you need. So I'm going to explain why. Now, when I was starting off as a journalist, I did some work experience on Mother and Baby magazine here in the UK. And every single day, we would get just kind of jiffy bags full of products. So because it was mother and baby, we did get lots of beauty products, but we also got lots of kind of nappies and we got strollers and we got car seats, you name it, we got it to review and test. Now, if you can just picture yourself in a busy magazine office, you can imagine what probably happened. So this stuff kind of got piled up in corners of people's desks. It was under people's desks. It was on the shelves next to the desk. And basically, it just became a completely kind of random thing where if you so happened to be doing, you know, you decided that you were going to be looking at car seats that month, or you were going to be looking at parenting apps that month. I mean, obviously, that's not a product, but basically, it was just kind of really random thing is that if you so happened to have decided that you were covering a particular kind of product and you got your hands on those kind of products, then great. But a lot of the stuff that came into the office to review, nobody even looked at. In fact, maybe after a few months of sitting there, people would divvy up and take bits of it home. At The Guardian, they have sales for this, all this stuff that gets sent in. They have charity sales where every few months they'll just put all the stuff that's been sent out, all the books, all the products, and people come and buy them and it goes to charity. And you think probably about all the effort that's gone in from different PR companies and different businesses to sending journalists stuff, and it all ends up in a big charity sale every few months and hardly any of it is looked at. So I'm not saying you can't get coverage like that. You can, but it's a bit like getting a pack of cards and just throwing it up in the air and hoping that it lands in the right place. So I think you need to be doing that as well as lots of other things. But I come across particularly lots of small business owners who think that PR means writing a press release or getting somebody to write it for them, sending it to loads of publications, and then just kind of crossing their fingers and hoping someone will review your product or your app or your book or whatever it is. And it's just such a random way of going about it. It might work. You might get a few hits, but you also will probably lose out on quite a lot, and not through any fault of your own. It's just kind of how things work. So the first thing I would say is, yes, by all means, do this. Write a press release or get somebody to write one for you, specifically that you can send to journalists and different publications for product reviews. I would advise that you start by just thinking about what your product is and what it is what you want people to do. Now, it sounds a bit obvious, but for most of you, that will be you've got a new product and you want people to buy it. Now, you need to really leave your ego out of it. So you've got a new product. You might have all these grand designs about being featured in Vogue or Marie Claire or some glossy Sunday supplement. But actually, just stepping back and thinking, well, if I want more people to buy this or whatever you want people to do, where is the best place for it to be? The kind of people I want to get in front of, what do they read, watch, and listen to? And you might find that although you'd love to be in Marie Claire or Vogue or I don't know, New York Times, that actually the people you want to reach read far less glamorous titles and or they read very niche industry titles, whatever it is. If that's where you think your potential audience is, they're the kind of publications that you need to be approaching. So I would make a spreadsheet of all of the publications, online included, that you think might possibly run reviews of your kind of product or service. Then you need to get them and you need to have a look. It's easy to assume that a beauty magazine is going to do reviews of lipstick. You might pick up your favorite beauty magazine and realize that they don't ever do that. Or it's easy to assume that certain publications do book reviews. You may pick up a handful of publications and realize that none of the ones that you thought did book reviews do. So this really is about putting in the time up front so you don't waste time in the long run. Equally, you may find if you've got a book, for example, that there's publications that you didn't realize you hadn't noticed did book reviews and actually could be really perfect for you. So the first thing I would do is to make a shortlist. And I think volume matters. So the more you can get, you know, the more kind of publications and programs you can get that you think might review your product, the better. Get in touch with them, send them a press release. I wouldn't just send a press release. I would send a tailored email to each and every one of them, which explains how you think the review might work. Not all review sections are the same. Some are in different formats. Some are produced by in-house writers. Some are produced by freelancers. Some people may even invite you to submit something yourself. So you need to case all of that out. I also wouldn't overlook blogs. As far as products come, I just think often that industry or very niche blogs can have really strong, faithful followings. And actually that can be better for you maybe than getting national press coverage in terms of getting you in front of the people that you need to reach. One of my current clients has a stationery company, and we were chatting on one of our coaching calls about this, and we're working on getting some national coverage for his company. But actually, some of the products that he sells, we've worked out that actually targeting specific blogs in specific kind of genres and specific industries could actually be better for him than national coverage. So it's working out what's going to work best for, you know, which bit of what you do. Now, this all sounds a little bit sort of, I know it sounds like a lot of hard work, but PR isn't, you know, if you think PR is just about sending out a press release and hoping that somebody covers it, then fine, but you're probably not going to get very much press coverage. If you really want to be successful, you've got to put this groundwork in up front, and you only really have to do it once. Once you've created a list like this, you've got it then forever. So I would add traditional media on there, but I'd also target key bloggers as well and see if they would like to do that. And I know some of my clients who've got apps, for example, they've actually found that bloggers have actually been better for them in terms of getting them in front of the people that they want to reach. One other thing I would really bear in mind, I was writing a guest post for a big news site yesterday morning, in fact. And one of the points I made there is that a lot of startups or business owners, they just leave press too late. So they'll contact me in a panic on a Friday afternoon, I'm not joking, and they'll say, help, I need somebody to write a press release over the weekend for me. And I don't write press releases for people. In fact, I've written a blog post about it, which I'll link to in the show notes explaining why. But this will be a Friday. The product's launching on a Monday and they're looking to get national coverage. And it's not really, it's not a national story anyway to start with, but they've already lost the opportunity to get in some of the monthly magazines, even some of the weekly magazines, even some of the dailies. You may be surprised to learn that some monthly magazines, they work up to 6 months ahead. Some weeklies work maybe 5 or 6 weeks ahead. And even some dailies, some of the regular sections in those, they'll be planned and commissioned maybe weeks in advance. So if you leave it too late, then you've missed out on lots of opportunities. So that's something you really do need to think about. And the other thing to think about also is just being realistic about your product. Now, I know it's easy if you've created a product or a service that you think is really brilliant to imagine that everybody else is going to be absolutely mad about your product or service too, and they're going to think it's unusual. But there's very little that I hear about that is that unusual or unique that a journalist on a national is going to write a news story about your piece. It really is going to be looking at different types of coverage. So the kind of things that I think are worthy of national coverage, and I've seen get national coverage, so I've mentioned lipsticks before. I use Lipfinity, you know, that lipstick that stays on for like 24 hours or whatever it is. When that first came out, I think it was the first lipstick that did that. So it got some national coverage because it was new, it was different, it was doing something that hadn't been done before. Uber is another example. So the service where you can get an app on your phone to find a cab, then that was kind of new. You know, there was lots of kind of debate about that, about whether it was kind of putting in the UK, for example, black cab drivers. So that's our kind of, you know, the traditional London black cabs, whether it's putting them out of business. And sometimes kind of new books. So I was thinking about that Marie Kondo book about decluttering. So sometimes when somebody brings out a book which has a kind of fresh take on something, and you know, that's a bit new or different, that can be worthy of a news story or a kind of feature piece, which is, you know, a new book, you know, teaches us that decluttering can help us in every area of our life, that kind of thing. So do be realistic. Do be realistic. I feel like I need to repeat that, that although you may be excited about your product or service, unless there's something really unusual or different, you're probably not going to be able to get journalists to write a kind of news story about it. You may be able to get the product reviews that I've just mentioned, and you may be able to get some of the other kinds of coverage that I'm going to walk you through now. So the second thing that you can do if you want to get coverage for a product launch is to share something interesting. So that is to pitch a first-person story. So I've seen some authors, for example, do this really well. So the chick lit author from the UK, Adele Parks, but she's also a big international bestseller. Every time she has a new book out, I've noticed that she generally has a big story in the likes of the Daily Mail, some of the women's glossies like Red and Cosmopolitan, where she tells a story about her life, which links to the book that she's just written. So she's a chick lit author, so kind of romance type novels. And I've seen her, when she's had a book out, I've seen a piece from her about how she was proposed to like 8 times or something. I saw another piece she wrote about how her friend wrote to her and said she didn't want to be her friend anymore. And basically she pulls out a personal story that kind of links to the theme of her book and tells that. And at the bottom, what you'll see is a nice little plug for the book. So you'll get this lovely, compelling personal story, no mention of the book. And then at the end, it will say, whatever the name of the book is by Adele Parks is available, published by, I don't know who it is, Hodder or whatever, and you can buy it here. Now, that is a really good way of getting coverage. Again, unless your product or service is really, really unusual, it's probably one of the best chances that you've got is to find a personal story, something that's happened to you. It could even be something that's happened that's inspired you to make the product. I saw a story on the Daily Mail just earlier about a lady that was inspired by, I think it was she suffered really nasty burns in an accident that she had when she was younger, and this has inspired her to create a beauty range. Now, that's the kind of story that journalists would be interested in doing a first-person piece. And obviously, it's a really nice kind of plug for her business. So share something interesting is my next tip. My next one is teach something. So I think this is very underused, but instead of trying to persuade journalists to write about your new product or service, what you can do is offer to write articles, and there's a huge appetite for this, that show people how to do something. So one of my students on my Soulful PR coaching program was an app developer, and she was feeling a little bit frustrated about the fact that she had quite a lot of reviews for her app, which is an app that helped children to go to sleep, but she wasn't really having much luck in getting journalists to write stories about it because there's lots of apps about that kind of thing around and there's an awful lot of apps. So what I suggested to her is that she went to the Guardian Small Business Network, and instead of talking about her app, she just said, because I know as a business owner myself, I've sometimes thought to myself, I wonder if I should have an app. I wonder how it would work, how much it would cost and what would be involved and there'd be a return on investment. So that's exactly the story that she pitched the Guardian Small Business Network. Is it worth creating an app for your business or something along those lines? They said yes, and she got a really nice piece of coverage. She got a link to her webpage and some nice photos of her working on the app. So sometimes it's kind of like turning it around and turning it on its head and taking the focus away from your product or service, which probably sounds counterintuitive, but it works, I promise. Another example is Colin Gray, a guy that I came across, I met him at a conference and has since, become a good contact of mine. He was looking to get some press coverage for his podcast business. So he basically helps people to produce podcasts and he does coaching and consulting and all sorts of things. And he was kind of coming to me saying, well, can I approach journalists and ask them to write about my podcast business? So, well, they're not really going to be interested in that, but try and turn it around. Try and think about what questions people might have for you. And he said, well, the question people tend to ask me is, how do I start a podcast? And is it worth me doing it? Is it worth the investment? Will it help my business? So again, we pitched that piece to the Guardian Small Business Network, or he did, on my advice, and they took it because it was a practical piece that would help other people. Lovely big plug for his business. Had quite a lot of comments on the bottom. And of course, he got to put a nice link to his site and his business on it. I know I've mentioned it probably tons of times before on this podcast, but I've written a series of articles for The Guardian about how to write press releases, how to go on the radio and TV and do interviews, mistakes people make with press releases. That's my most recent one. They send traffic to my website all the time and they send me clients. And I'm not talking about my business in them. I'm showing people what I know. And that can be really, even if you've got a new product, then you can write a kind of how-to piece like that. And at the bottom, it will say, the name of your book and where to get it. Or it might say, so-and-so is holding such an event at the end. So if you're providing great content for a journalist audience, they're normally quite happy for you to put some kind of plug at the end. So the next thing I would advise is to say something interesting. And by this, I mean suggesting an opinion article. So let's just say, for example, that the product that you're trying to get coverage for, it's a book. Maybe you've written a book about the education system and how it's failing or something like that. So what you might do is pick out some of the most interesting lines from that book and some of the most interesting opinions. And you might go to a national newspaper and say, I believe children should start school 2 years earlier or whatever it might be. Or I believe children should start school at 10. I'm totally just throwing things out just for the sake of it here. But to pick out the most interesting and the most probably controversial, maybe not controversial, but would provoke discussion, and then go to a national newspaper and say, look, I've written this new book. Could I write an opinion article on this for you? I think your readers might be interested in this. Similarly, say if you've written a book about dieting, you might want to pitch to the likes of the Huffington Post maybe or other big news sites an opinion piece. So you'd go to the editor and say, would you be interested in me writing you a piece on why diets don't work? This is the theme of my new book, which has loads of research or whatever it might be. Similarly, it could be if you've written a book about money. So again, you might go to an editor and say, could I write you an opinion piece about how cutting spending isn't the right way to get rid of debt? So again, you're trying to pick out the most unusual lines from your book or the most unusual topics or themes, because that's what will get journalists interested. And again, if you write that opinion piece, they will usually let you put a nice plug at the bottom, which obviously works brilliantly online. The Huffington Post, I believe, even has a book widget. Kamandi Constable, who I interviewed in episode 21, mentioned this, a book widget that will actually let you upload a picture of your book and link through it. I don't know if it's the same for products. I'm going to have to look into it, but you know what a great resource. And the thing is that I think people will be much more engaged if they've read a piece by you, like a really nice personal story or a compelling opinion article, and they already like you, they already like what you've got to say. Or maybe they don't like you, but they like the way that you've said it, or, you know, they respect the fact that you've put your argument together. They're going to go and have a look at your website and see what your product's all about, see what your service is all about. So it's probably a counterintuitive way for lots of you, because lots of small business owners that I speak to, they've just been schooled in that way of thinking that the only way to get press coverage is to send out a press release and kind of hope for the best. That's actually the most ineffective thing that you can do. And some of the things I'm talking about now are actually the things that probably are going to do better for you. So my final tip would be to do something interesting. So let's say, for example, you've got a book or you've got a fashion range or something like that, that in itself isn't that different or isn't that interesting. So let's say, for example, you've got a book about dating, something like that. You might decide that you could put on an event, an unusual kind of dating event, and journalists might be interested in writing about your event, and then as part of that, about your book. Or, for example, if you've got a fashion range, you might be able to put on a fashion show with a difference or something like that. So it's thinking about what could you do that's interesting and newsworthy that would draw attention to your product or service. So I hope that I've given you just some ideas and some food for thought there. As I say, I'm going to put together a download that goes into a little bit more detail for you. And if you want to get that, it's at janetmurray.co.uk/episode32. There's a lot to take in there. So I'd love it if you got in touch by email. So I'm at janet@janetmurray.co.uk, via Twitter, Jan_Murray, Instagram, JanMurrayUK, or Facebook, JanetMurrayUK. I really would love it if you got in touch and asked me any questions, because I just imagine that there's so much there. And if you haven't done much PR before, it might feel a little bit overwhelming. So I'd love it if you got in touch and asked any questions about it. You've been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, do head over to the show notes at janetmurray.co.uk/episode32. That's janetmurray.co.uk/episode32, where you can get my free download, which gives you a little bit more detail about how to do PR for a product launch.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business. Thank you.